Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and in today's episode, we are going to talk about baptism in Jesus' name. So let's begin today's discussion with the historical background of baptism in Jesus' name. The early church consistently baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This is evident in numerous New Testament accounts where both Jews and Gentiles were baptized in Jesus' name. For instance, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter instructs the crowd on the day of Pentecost to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. This directive from Peter highlights the early church's commitment to invoking the name of Jesus during baptism. Similarly, we see in Acts chapter 8 that the Samaritans were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 10, verse 48, Peter commanded Cornelius and the other Gentiles in his household to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Additionally, we see in Acts chapter 19 and 5 that Paul rebaptized the disciples of John in the name of Jesus Christ. These consistent practices underscore that the early church adhered to Jesus' name in baptism as the normative way of baptizing individuals. This practice was not arbitrary, but rooted deeply in the teaching and commands of Jesus Christ himself. The invocation of Jesus' name was an essential part of remission of sins and receiving the Holy Spirit, as emphasized in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. So we know that the early Christians believed that calling on Jesus' name during baptism was in direct obedience to Christ's command and proclamation of him as the Messiah and the Savior. The shift towards what we would call a Trinitarian formula emerged later and represented a significant departure from this early practice. This transition is seen in the historical development of church doctrines where the formula in the Father, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit from Matthew 20:19 began to be interpreted and implemented differently. This evolving interpretation led to doctrinal controversies and debates that have persisted throughout church history. Understanding the historical context of baptismal practices in the early church is crucial in grasping the depth of what it means to be baptized according to the Bible. It highlights the significance of adhering to apostolic tradition and the theological implications of invoking Jesus' name in baptism. You see, baptism in Jesus' name carries with it theological significance. It is not merely a ritual. Instead, it signifies remission of sins, a cornerstone of Christian doctrine as seen in Acts 2:38, where Peter states, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Furthermore, Acts 22:16 highlights the urgency and importance of this practice when it states, "And now why tarriest thou?" In other words, why are you waiting? "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." The name of Jesus is also the only name given amongst men whereby we must be saved, according to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. This exclusive claim is central to Christian and apostolic theology, and it asserts that salvation is found in no one else other than Jesus Christ. The invocation of his name during baptism is seen then as a vital link to his power and authority, making it a crucial element of one being born again. Baptism in Jesus' name also symbolizes identification with Jesus' death. Romans 6:4 states, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also should walk in newness of life." The implication of this verse implies that through baptism in Jesus' name, believers participate in the death and resurrection of Christ and a new life in him. Moreover, Colossians 2:9, or chapter 2, verse 9 and 12, underscores the completeness that is found in Jesus when it states, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." Again, this passage emphasizes that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus Christ, and it makes baptism in his name a direct connotation of the divine authority and completeness found in him. Furthermore, apostolic theology teaches that the invocation of Jesus' name during baptism is essential because it directly connects the believer with the authority found in Christ. Understanding the theological significance of Jesus' name baptism provides deeper insight into why this is so essential and vital to apostolic believers, and why it has been something that we've continued to fight for. You see, when we look throughout history, we understand that a significant historical event related to baptism in Jesus' name, or what some would call the Jesus' name controversy, is the debate within the Assemblies of God in the early 20th century. Around 1915, the General Council of the Assemblies of God faced a major decision over the correct baptismal formula. This debate was pivotal, reflecting deeper theological convictions and interpretation of Scripture. The controversy centered on the use of the Trinitarian formula found in Matthew 28:19 versus the Jesus name formula that was practiced by the early church. Those advocating for the name of Jesus formula argued that it was original and it was the biblical mandate and method of baptism, citing the consistent use of Jesus' name in the book of Acts. They contended that the Trinitarian formula was a later development that diverged or walked away from true apostolic teaching. The 1915 General Council saw intense divisions and passionate arguments on both sides. But again, advocates for baptism in the name of Jesus emphasized the need to return to the practices of the early church and pointing to the scriptural precedent that is found in Acts, where new converts were baptized exclusively in the name of Jesus Christ. Here, they believe that invoking the name of Jesus during baptism was essential for the remission of sins, as stated in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and other passages. The outcome of this debate was a significant split within the Assemblies of God, and those who held firmly to biblical truth of baptism in Jesus' name separated and formed new organizations. These groups maintained that baptism in Jesus' name was a non-negotiable aspect of true apostolic faith, and it emphasized Scripture as the foundation for which we draw our conclusions from. And so today, the Jesus' name controversy, or baptism in Jesus' name, continues to influence Pentecostal and apostolic churches. Apostolic churches assert that baptism in the name of Jesus is the proper mode, and it is and was the practice of the early church. This belief, again, is grounded in the consistent New Testament accounts where baptism was performed explicitly in Jesus' name. The early church's adherence to this practice sets a clear example that modern believers should follow. Acts 2:38 records Peter's instructions to the crowd on the day of Pentecost, and that is to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. This directive is not isolated, but it is echoed throughout the Acts of the Apostles. For instance, as we've already noted, Acts 8:16, the new converts in Samaria were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 10, verse 48, Peter commands Cornelius and his household to be baptized in Jesus' name. And in Acts chapter 19, verse 5, Peter rebaptizes the disciples of John in the name of Jesus. And so as apostolic believers, we argue that these scriptural precedents establish a clear and unambiguous practice that should be maintained and followed by all believers. We contend that the early church, under the direct guidance of the apostles, understood and practiced baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. It was the normative. This practice was seen as an integral part of the salvation process, encompassing repentance, baptism for the remission of sins, and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. The insistence on adhering to baptism in Jesus' name is seen as a commitment to apostolic authenticity and fidelity to biblical teaching. Apostolic churches maintain that invoking the name of Jesus Christ during baptism is, again, essential for the remission of sins, and it follows apostolic precedents. Therefore, this adherence underscores a desire not to be different, but to replicate the practices of the early church as closely as possible. And so this commitment to baptism in the name of Jesus Christ shapes the identity and practices of the apostolic movement today. It serves as a distinct reminder and a distinct marker of our theological stance and treatment to the dedication of apostolic doctrine. By following the examples of the early church, we seek to ensure that the practices we follow align with foundational teachings of Christianity, not as outlined in creeds, but as outlined in the New Testament. And so before we close out today, let's look at some common questions about baptism in Jesus' name. One frequently asked question is, why is the name of Jesus so significant? Well, the name of Jesus represents the full authority and power of God, and therefore it is integral. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, we are told that it is in the name of Jesus that salvation is. It states that salvation is found nowhere else, for there is no other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. So this verse underscores the exclusivity and the supreme authority that is found in Jesus' name. Another question that is often asked is, how do apostolic believers reconcile the apparent, or what appears to be, a contradiction in Matthew 28 and 19 and the baptismal practices in Acts? Well, Matthew 28 and 19 records Jesus' instructions to his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Apostolic believers understand this directive as encompassing a singular name of Jesus, which represents the fullness of the Godhead. We interpret this phrase as referring to the authority and power inherent in Jesus Christ and the oneness of God, and thus it fulfills the commission by invoking his name, Jesus, and not titles, in baptism. This interpretation aligns with the consistent practice that is seen throughout the book of Acts, where converts are baptized explicitly in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, in wrapping this up, to understand baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, it requires us to both look at the historical practices of the early church and to ensure that our theological interpretation aligns with those practices.